This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. Department of Justice released details of the indictment charging former U.S. President Donald Trump with 37 felony counts in the case of mishandled classified documents at his Florida estate. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith laid out the allegations.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The government says Trump not just intentionally kept classified documents at Mar-a-Lago in areas ranging from a ballroom to a bathroom, but showed some to visitors, including a Pentagon battle plan and a military operation map, and then refused Justice Department demands to return the documents, enlisting aides to hide them.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Smith says he wants a speedy trial in South Florida, where Trump is said to make a court appearance Tuesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a social media post late Friday, Trump attacked Special Counsel Jack Smith, the federal prosecutor in charge of the investigation regarding the classified documents. From his Truth social media account, Trump called the prosecutor a deranged psycho who should not be involved in any case relating to justice. Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence is now a rival in the 2024 presidential contest, decried the federal indictment of the former president in a campaign stop in New Hampshire, but later in a speech, the former vice president equivocated.
It's not just a sad day, but it's a troubling day for millions of Americans. And it invites a divisiveness in this country that can only be answered with facts. I believe the leaders of this country and our party and those of us who aspire to lead would do well to remember first principles. First, let me be clear. No one is above the law.
This is VOA News. Ukraine Thursday appeared to be launching its long-anticipated counteroffensive to try to recapture land in the eastern and southern parts of the country that Russia seized in the earliest weeks of the war more than a year ago. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova updated VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Friday on Ukraine's advances.
The Deputy Minister of Defense, Ms. Hanna Mahler, she confirmed that Ukrainians made certain actions at certain parts of the front line. What we're talking about, and this is according to, again, to Ukrainian official reports, we're talking about Bakhmut direction and Zaporizhia direction. Today, we've got confirmation that Ukrainian forces managed to advance in the Bakhmut direction. The advance is around 1.2 kilometers in some areas, so some were more, some were less.
Residents in the northeastern United States were breathing more easily Friday as smoke from Canadian wildfires gradually cleared after blanketing several cities in a noxious haze this week. In New York and Washington, D.C., air quality was classified as moderate by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In the U.S. Capitol, the sky was blue again early Friday, but as a measure of precaution, children at city public schools were prohibited from spending recess outdoors. In an AP interview, EPA Air Quality Assessment Division Director Chet Wayland says the agency uses various filters on the ground to assess particle levels in the air and then uses a color-coded system to relay how hazardous the conditions might be.
Maroon being the highest category, we rarely see maroon in this country except during usually wildfire events like we're experiencing right now. We see a lot of days in the green and the moderate, and then, you know, a fair number of days into the orange category. But the red, purple, maroon are usually around some of our more higher air quality events, and obviously what we're seeing right now in the Northeast.
A panel of health advisors has given its full support to an Alzheimer's drug for treatment of early stages of the brain-robbing disease. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The drug, Leqembi, received conditional approval from the Food and Drug Administration in January based on early results suggesting it could slow Alzheimer's progression by several months. But concerns about the cost and effectiveness of new plaque-targeting drugs like Leqembi have attracted new scrutiny to the approval process from academics, members of Congress, and health insurers. Leqembi is priced at $26,500 per year, and the handful of patients who have received it to date have mainly had to pay out of pocket. The FDA will make a final decision within weeks. Norman Hall, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.